Aloha. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whatever day, whatever time you're listening. How is everyone? I have had an absolute, don't even know how to say it, of a week, 2 weeks. Actually, how long was it? I think it might be 2 weeks because I didn't put a podcast out last week because I was ill. Not Friday just past, the one before that, I was picking my son up from town. Him and his friend had went to the cinema and I was picking them up. I took them in and I was picking them up. And if anybody knows, I don't know if I spoke about it before, but my car's not old, but it's also not new. And I just don't have the best track record with cars, put it that way. So, when was it? At the beginning of that week, I think. Did I tell you that week's podcast there was like flashing lights and beeping noises and everything else on my car and it was overheating and whatever and blah, 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 right? So that was at the start of that week. Then on the Friday, picked my son, dropped my son in town. That was absolutely fine, came home, went to go and pick them up, driving in. It was all right, but I was like, something not right with my car, but I can be a bit of a drama queen sometimes, so I just thought, Aileen, just drive, like, it's fine, stop thinking about things that aren't even there. So that was fine. Got to the car park, was waiting for the boys, started driving like 5 minutes home, and my car started like losing power and whatever else, and I'm like, no, don't do this to me. So pulls into the car park of a police station, might I add, and I thought, if the police come over to me and say, is everything alright, I'll probably, I don't know, genuinely don't know, can you tell me? So that was fine. I thought, right, I'll let the car cool for a couple of minutes and drive again and everything. Do you know that? Do you know like when you phone up your broadband or whatever and they say, turn it off at the wall and turn it back on again? I thought that would work with my car. Turn it off and turn it back on again. So, turned it off, sat for a minute, turned it back on, started driving, literally 2 minutes up the road, was doing it again. So I thought, maybe I just didn't turn it off for long enough. See where I'm going here? So turned it off, turned it back on again, and then I see all these blue lights, and I'm like, don't tell me there's an accident down here and I'm going to have to about turn, because I've went this route purposely because it's not a busy route, there's not a lot of traffic compared to the other route I would have had to have went. Because I didn't want to hold anybody up if my car did break down anyway. Because the other way is like a dual carriageway, so there's not really anywhere to stop without getting in anybody's way. So that was fine. It turned out, I think they were just having a wee group meeting. Kept going. Eventually pulled over, phoned my son, who, remember, he's a mechanic. And he was like, just let it cool down for 5 minutes and then drive and see how it goes. And I went, right, okay. I mean, I've already done that like 2 or 3 times by this point, but aye, I'll try it. Started driving again. While I'm driving, he's texting, but my phone's in the back of the car. So I can't use my phone, drive, and know that I'd have done that anyway, but you know what I mean. And then I got like less than 5 minutes up the road and I pulled over and I was like, nah, we're giving up. So I had to phone him to come and get the two boys. And then I had to wait for the rescue person, the wee man with his van, to come and get me. So I sat for nearly 2 hours entertaining myself. Not in that way. So we didn't have a car until Saturday there. Well, my son had a car. I didn't have a car. Saturday there, it turns out there was no oil in the car. Now, we don't know if that's all it's a matter of because he's not had time to have a proper look at it. But there was no oil in the car, so he's put oil in the car for now. By the way, it also needs coolant. I told you, I'm terrible with cars. I know how to drive a car. I know how to put petrol in it, put air in the tyres, and put the wee squishy stuff in it. Clean your windows, and that's as good as I can do. So, moral of that story is, I don't know. I actually don't know what the moral of that story is, apart from the fact I didn't have a car, and I go into kind of panic mode. Not panic. I start thinking about, oh, what if I need to do this, or what if I need to do that, what if I need to go far and I don't have a car, or what if. Anyway, didn't have to do anything apart from walk to anywhere I had to go to, which was all kind of local, so that was fine, because there's obviously no schools or colleges around the now in Glasgow, well, in Scotland, and I think England as well, to be fair. So, yeah, now I'm sitting thinking about, I might get a new car sooner than what I thought, although we don't have the funds for that at the minute, but it might be a time to start looking. To be fair, I've had this car 5 years now, and that's actually the longest I've had a car. Well, it'll be 5 years in October. I don't tend to keep cars that long because I get bored with them. I only started getting bored with this one this year. And it's not even that I'm bored with it. I love that wee car. It's just a wee in and out job. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can just squeeze in and out because it's so tiny. But I do need a bigger car. Because obviously, we're trying to make the business grow, and we're adding in different things and whatever else, which means I need to take extra stuff in the car, things like massage beds and massage chairs and all that sort of thing. My wee car isn't any use for that. When I have to take my massage bed out with me, I have to put the back seats down in my car just to get it to fit in. So, we definitely need a bigger car. Plus, the boys are getting bigger, so they hate getting in the car because it's so cramped when they're in it. So we always, if we're going anywhere as a family, we always take my son's car, which isn't really fair in him, but then I quite like being a wee passenger sometimes instead of being the taxi. So anybody give me some ideas of bigger cars than a Ford KA car, whatever you want to call it. I call it a car, but I know some people call it a KA. A decent sized boot. And it isn't too high up for me to get into. Please don't say a Range Rover. I mean, I'd love a Range Rover, but the amount of horror stories I've heard from them, I ain't getting near them. So I don't know. I quite like the, is it the Insignia? I've sat in one of them before. I was going to buy one before. But because I'm a sole trader and I'm single, it's very hard for me to get finance. So can you also wish me some luck in getting finance? Unless a miracle happens. Ooh, sorry for your ears. I just hit the arrow for the spring on the arrow for the mic. So yes, can you wish me some luck, and can you also advise me of some cars that are, one, reliable. I mean, I know it's potluck with a car. And two, the parts aren't too expensive in the UK to buy. Because like I said, I'm not very lucky when it comes to cars. I think I had a Corsa, about, when did I buy that? It's either 2010 or 2011. I bought that and I had it. In fact, I probably had it about the same length of time as I've had this car, so yeah, probably. I loved that. That's probably my favourite car I've had yet. That was really quite reliable, that one. Why did I get rid of that? Oh, the engine blew up. But before that, it was dead reliable. It wasn't actually that the engine blew up, it was the cylinder head gasket went. I think that's the same thing, isn't it? I was on the motorway coming back from Edinburgh to Glasgow, if anybody's familiar. Literally just came on at Junction 1. I was not even 30 seconds on the motorway and had to pull into the hard shoulder. My then partner was driving like two cars or a car in front of me, and I'm flashing my lights. He says he never seen me flash my lights. I say he just ignored me because we were going different directions. I was going to Glasgow and he was going elsewhere. And I think he just thought, I'm not getting stuck with that numpty. So yes, story of my life. I need a new car. Do you know if I... Now, we'll just touch on this story. So I remember before, I only had one child at the time, and he was only, I think he'd just turned 6. And now this is going way, way back, right? So I don't know about other parts of the world, but in the UK, in your papers, especially on a Sunday, at the back or near the back of the paper, there would be a section of things for sale, And there would be your deafs and whatever else, and a bit where people would advertise cars for sale and things like that, and all these different ads. So I was looking through them and I'm like, oh, I really want a new car. And my mum's like, ah, but you can't afford it now. And I was like, nay, shut your luck. Pardon my pun, my French. Anyway, I says, well, somebody needs to do something to be kind to me so I can get a car. Oh my God, that night I was in a car crash. And by the way, it wasn't my fault. I went to go and pick my niece up. I say my niece, it was my cousin's daughter. And she was coming to stay the night with me for the first time. She was like 12, 13. I was literally 5 minutes away from her house. We just pulled onto the dual carriageway, motorway, whatever you want to call it. And a drunk driver crashed into the back of us. He ran. I was like, what the hell just happened? My car was just spinning for ages. And I was like, luckily quite a few people stopped to make sure we were okay and like witnesses and things. I know I said, can somebody do something to make me get a new car? But I didn't really mean that. I could have died and then just wouldn't have the pleasure in my... whatever you call this. I'm only joking. But yeah, so be careful what you wish for. Is maybe what I'm saying here. Yeah, I think I'll buy my car myself. I don't really want to be in another accident. Yeah, we'll leave that one there because let's not go too deep down that rabbit hole in case anything does happen. Because I'm taking the boy back into the town tomorrow and picking them back up. So let's hope I've not just jinxed things, touch wood, everything goes well, we get there, we get back home and nobody has to come and pick us up and rescue us. Rescue me, take me in your arms. And that's the other thing. I mean, I never even had the luck where it was a single guy that came to pick us up. Do you know what I mean? He was married. Like, come on. Maybe that should be a criteria. Are you a single female or male? Are you a married female or male? Are you... I'm only joking. I think my brain's not working today. Switch it off. Turn it off and turn it back on again. Oh, that sounds a bit raunchy. Anyway, let's get down. Oh my God, that's kind of... this whole podcast has took a turn. Is it just me that thinks that way? Or are you all as warped as me? Let's change the subject. I'm not doing ASMR because some people might like it and some people might not. I do get the ASMR thing and I also don't get it. And it's another one where you can go down a rabbit hole. Yeah, like, I don't even know why I'm entertaining that conversation. Aileen, can you just talk sense for once? So what are we talking about today? Well... let me fill you in. So today I am going to talk about transitioning into the next phase of your life. Now that sounds a bit morbid, potentially, the way I've just described it, but it actually isn't. Transitioning into the next phase of your life can happen at any time. It can happen as a baby, as a toddler, as a small child, preteen, teens, and any point in adulthood. Transitioning into the next phase of your life doesn't mean you're going from child to adult to elderly to deceased. That was morbid. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's wrong with my brain today. I wonder if I've had too much sugar. Potentially because my neighbour gave me some Maltesers because I took her to the vet. I never actually took her to the vet. I took her to the vet with her dog. Well, not actually her dog. Oh, I will not go down that rabbit hole. So maybe I have had too much sugar because... I hope you're entertained with us and not bored. I hope this is keeping you here and not sending you away. Right, let's get back to it. Transitioning into the next phase of your life can happen at any point in your life. So when you think about life as it is, right? So you've got obviously conception and then birth. So there's the first phase of your life. Then from a tiny, tiny baby, you then go to like a 1-year-old toddler. So you're going from not really able to do very much apart from eat, sleep and... Then you get on your feet a bit like Bambi, you know, and you're skiting about everywhere and you're falling and you're learning how to walk, you're learning how to talk, you're learning how to do different things. Then you go to nursery. You might call it preschool, whatever you may call it. And you start learning things. You're learning how to draw, you're learning how to colour in, do jigsaws, the names of things, how to count, how to the alphabet, how to say words, how to maybe not so much read, but sit and listen to a story. So you're learning different things. You're starting to learn everyday things. You're learning to share. You're learning to play, make friends. Then you go from nursery or preschool to primary school, or is it kindergarten, or is kindergarten the same as nursery? I don't know. I don't want to get this all mixed up, but I'll go by what we call it. We call it primary school, and that's round about 5-year-old. It can be anything from 4 to 6-year-old. And then obviously each year you're learning something different, and you're growing, your brain's growing, your knowledge is growing, your everything's growing. So that's a child's, different phases of a child's life. So they go from birth, baby, toddler, nursery, primary, and then obviously that primary school lasts a few years, but they go up to different, so they'll start at infant, and then they'll go to junior, and then they'll go to the senior phase of the school. Then we get secondary school, high school, whatever you call it. That's round about 12-year-old, maybe 11, maybe 13. Just depending when you started primary, what age you were. So you're back to, you've went from the senior phase, you're back to the infant phase in a sense in secondary school, because you're back to being the youngest again. And that can be quite hard. That especially can be quite hard for a child, because they've got to a point where they feel like they've grown up of the school. They feel we're the biggest, we're the oldest, we're in charge type thing. Although they don't act as if they're in charge, but they take care of the younger ones. They have a bit of responsibility put on them. And then they go back to being the very bottom again, if you want to put it like that. So that's quite scary, because they're going to something that they don't know. Now, it's scary for anybody who doesn't have additional support needs, but somebody that does have additional support needs, this is extra scary, because most of the time they don't like change. They don't like new settings. The routine may be different because the schools might start and finish at different times. They're used to being in one classroom, and then they're maybe going to go to 5, 6, 7 classrooms in a day. The sense in the school might be different. The teachers are all different. The faces are all different. There's more people, because high school, secondary school is normally a lot bigger, because you normally combine X amount of primary schools in the area all go to this one secondary school. Then they're there for a few years, 4, 5, 6 years, just depending on what they're looking to do with their career path. And then after that, the next transition in life is going to be either college, university, a job, or whatever it is they choose to do. Some people may struggle with working, may not work, for different reasons. It could be health, it could be, like I say, they might have additional support needs that may mean that they can't go out to work as easily as other people. So never ever judge somebody that's not working if you don't know the backstory. So that's your transition that we always think about. And if you do go to college or university, eventually you may go on to try a career path or a job or whatever else. And then most of the time we tend to think that that's it. Until maybe you start deciding to get married or have a family, buy a house. Now, these are all different transitions in your life as well, but people don't see it like that. necessarily, but these are sometimes natural transitions. Sometimes they're a bit harder for people. But every stage, every phase of your life is going to be in a new transition. And if you have went down one career path and you may think that that's it, I'm in this career forever or I'm with this company forever, but then you eventually might decide that, actually, I think I might want to do something else and change my career. I just want to let you know that that's okay. You're allowed to do that. Because if you fall out of love with something, then every day is going to be a struggle to go to work. Every day is going to be a struggle to get out of bed. Because you don't want to do that thing anymore. You want to do something that gives you fire in your belly again. Something that you think you may love or enjoy, or you may be able to give back, or whatever reason it is that you want to do something else. It may be you want to travel the world. It may be you want to go and help some charity overseas or even in your own country. And that's okay. You're allowed to do that as long as it's your choice and you're doing it for the right reasons. Then go do it. So just be mindful not just of your transitions in life, but the people round about you. Because where one person might easily fall into the next phase of their life, or the next decision they have to make in their life, the next person that you're sitting talking to might not. They might hide it very well, but they may be struggling. And it's always good just to check in and make sure that people are okay and that they are feeling comfortable, and do they maybe need a bit of help, and is there anything you can do to help them fill out forums, or maybe go somewhere to have a wee look about. Say for example, so we were talking about primary school to secondary school, and yeah, they may get at induction days and things like that, but sometimes they need a bit more one-on-one look about. And you're well within your rights to ask for that. If you're going to start a new job, you're well within your rights to phone HR and ask, can I have a wee look about just to find my bearings before I start. If you're going to start uni, or if you're going to move to a different area, go have a drive about or a walk about. Just to, again, find your bearings. Get to know what's round about. Get to know what kind of goes on in that area. And you maybe want to do that, if you're going to buy a house or rent a house, you maybe want to do that before you even put in an offer or put in an application to buy or rent. Once you move, it's not too late, but it's harder to come away. The same as once you're in a job, it can be harder to find. You might have to stay there until you find the next job. But then they do always say it's easier to find a job when you're in a job, I suppose. But these days, jobs don't come up as easily as they would have maybe 20, 30 years ago. And it's all to do with the way the world is, and about finances and everything else. So yes, transitioning throughout any phase in your life can only be a good thing, because you want to see it as you're going on to bigger and better every time. You might have wee stop gaps in between where you do something just for now, and that's okay. Because everything that you do in life, you're going to learn something from. Whether it be you learn something good or you learn something bad, I suppose, if you want to put it that way, that you think, never doing that again, never speaking to them again, never going there again. Could be a holiday, it could be whatever. I mean, we had a holiday in 2015. My son was never ever leaving Scotland again. That's how bad it was. I think I've told you about it, so we'll not quite go over that again now. It took us a long time even to get him to go from Scotland to England, and that was going to my dad's house. I mean, he is autistic, but he's not severely autistic. It was hard even just getting him to leave Scotland to go and see his granddad. And we've still never left the UK since then. We were going to go to Greece at one point, because Greece is somewhere that he has good memories. But COVID hit, and we've never really got around to it since. Between health and finances and everything else, and lockdowns and deaths and whatever else, then yeah, we've not got around to it. But there's obviously a reason we've not got around to it, and we will get around to it again. I've got a plan, which I'll share with you. And I suppose this is me kind of transitioning into my next phase of my life, where my boys are getting older. Don't really want to hang about with mummy anymore. One's 26 and the other one's 18, almost 19. And for all, they both still live with me and they still allow me to make all their meals and do all their washing and everything else. I mean, they're very kind that way. Hear the sarcasm in my voice. But they don't necessarily want to hang about with me every weekend. For example, last weekend they went to the cinema. Did I get an invite? No, I did not. Trajan, I wanted to go and see Superman as well. Anyway, I guess I'll just wait until it comes out and whatever, wherever we watch it, some channel, DVD, whatever. But yeah, but I'm thinking now that I want to kind of start saving up so that we can do things spontaneously, like just one weekend say, let's go away for 24 hours or 48 hours when nobody's working. Let's go and take a drive to the other end of Scotland, or down to the somewhere in England, down to London or Devon or wherever, which Devon's one place that I really want to go to. Let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. I mean, I don't really want to fly a kite, but actually I might want to fly a kite. We could just pop over to Ireland, we could just pop over to Greece. Do you know these things? And I'm not saying we're going to do that every weekend, because obviously my boys aren't going to want to be with me every weekend, but then it could be something that one weekend the boys don't want to do it, but I might still want to do something, and maybe one of my friends wants to do it with me, and it could be something quite local or whatever else. So this is my thing. So obviously we all know the boring story that I'm still trying to look for a house, which again, that's the next transition in my life, when we're looking for a bigger house. I mean, by the time I find a bigger house, I think I'll be moving into it myself, the way things are going. But so my plan is to get a house, get a car, and then start saving for all these wee extra things that we're going to do, because at some point at least one of my sons is going to move out in the coming years. Not saying they're both going to move. I could have the younger one for quite a while, but then he could surprise us and he could be the one that moves out first. You just don't know how life's going to go. I mean, I don't mind if they want to live with me forever, as long as at one point they might fix my car for me. So I ask, just, my mum said to me the other day, she went, see when he's putting that oil in your car, you better go out there and watch how to do it. And I went, I'm not going to look. She went, you need to know these things. I went, actually, no, I don't. I said, because do you know what? If I learn the way about an engine, then I'm putting somebody out of a job. Now, we all know I like to wing my mum up. And she's like, how do you work that one out, Aileen? I said, well, Helen, if I find out how to fix things in the car, then she starts a rant, I'm not asking you to fix things. No. I said, right, okay, if I learn where to put things in the car, I put somebody at a job, because I pay people to do these things. Like, I'll go to Halfords and say, can I get a bottle of oil and can you put it in for me, and they charge me extra. Or I go to a garage and say, can you put that light bulb in for me or something. I said, so see, if I stop doing that, I could make somebody homeless, and I could not live with myself and my family somebody homeless. She wasn't amused. But then when he was putting oil in, I said, do you want me to come out? And he said no anyway, so I tried. I knew he would say no, but that's not the point to this story. Anyway, so I can tell his gran that I was willing to go out while he put the oil in the car, and he told me no. She won't believe me, but yous are my witnesses. So yes, when it comes to transitioning, and if there is any fear or any anxiety or worry, just always remember there is a way to put your mind at ease or to help you make a decision. And you might not be able to see that solution straight away, but just sit down and write down exactly what your fears are and exactly what you're thinking, and read over it a few times, give yourselves a few days or whatever it may be, and the solution will come to you. And see, if it doesn't come to you, ask somebody else. It could be a friend or a family member, and just say, look, how can I sort this thing that's in my head, this wee thing that's holding me back? How can I resolve this? How can I make myself feel better about it? And if they don't know how to do it, then ask a professional. There's no harm in asking somebody, can I get a bit of advice? And if you need any kind of coaching on how to stay positive throughout your life, how to transition throughout life, there's people out there to do it. And yeah, I am one of them, and this isn't me plugging my business or anything like that, but I'm just saying that don't let any fear put you off, because there may always be a solution that means that that fear can be kind of ironed out, I suppose. A bit like ironing out a crease. There's a crease in your top. You're not going to say, I'm never wearing that again. You're going to say, I'll get the iron out, take that crease away. Yeah, it'll come back after you wash your top again, but it still isn't going to stop you from wearing it. Does that make sense? Do I ever make sense? I'm not giving you any trouble. I'm just saying. There's been many things in my life that I allowed to stop me from doing things, and obviously that is when I had really severe mental health issues. Maybe if I was a bit more like I am today, I may have done more when I was younger, but then at the same time, I wouldn't have learned as much either, if that makes sense. I don't mean you learn anything from stop. Well, you do learn from stopping yourself from doing things, you do learn. But sometimes you learn when it's too late. And obviously we all know I've got quite a few health problems. Not that that's going to stop me from doing most of the things I'm doing, I want to do, sorry. But there may be some things that might stop me from doing, because obviously a lot of things might have terms and conditions where if you've got this thing or that thing. Like, I wanted to do a charity skydive when I was in my 20s, but I couldn't do it because I had mental health issues. That was part of their terms and conditions. If you're struggling with your mental health and you're seeing anybody to do with your mental health, if you're on medication for your mental health, you couldn't do the jump. So I couldn't do it, and I've never went back to do it again. And to be fair, I probably still wouldn't be allowed to do it, because although my mental health is semi-stable at the minute, I am still on medication, and potentially I'll be on medication for all my life. But that's fine. That's just one thing that I potentially can't do. But there's a million and one things that I can do, and that I will do, and that I'll get to enjoy, and I'll have all the memories, and the people that do it with me, they'll have all the memories as well when I'm no longer here, or if they're no longer here, I'll have the memories of doing it with them. So think it in the bigger picture, the grander scheme things. Think of it as lasting memories. Think of it as all the laughter and all the joy and all the tears you're going to have making all these memories in every transition stage in your life. Like my older son, when he went to nursery, he ran in, didn't even say goodbye, didn't even look back. His first day, went right in, played away, he was absolutely fine. My younger one had to physically get peeled off me for 3 months. But again, everybody's transition's different. And he still loved nursery. He was fine 5 minutes after I left. I was a wreck. He was fine. He was playing with his toys, and I'm phoning up saying, is my son okay? And they're like, he's absolutely fine. Don't worry. And now that same conversation we would have every single day for 3 months or more. So although you think something might be a bit scary, it could be the best thing that you ever do. So go do it. What are you waiting for? And if I can help in any way, I will help you, no problem. All you have to do is write in. Write in or go on the website, thereboot.sanctuary.com, and fill out the contact me forum, and I'll get in touch and we can have a wee discussion about what's going on, what your next transition is, and what you want to do, and what's putting you off doing it, what's stopping you. How can we fix that? How can we get you to do that without harming yourself or without staying stagnant for too long. You do you. You do what you want to do. Ask a friend to do. If it's something, I mean, depending obviously what it is you want to do, you could maybe ask a friend to help or to do it with you. If, say, for example, it's a holiday or a skydive. If a friend wants to do it. The thing I want to do is a zipline, a big massive one, like not just a wee kiddie one. My dad's father-in-law, I think it was his 90th birthday, and he done what I think is the biggest zipline in the UK, and I'm sure it's in Wales or thereabouts. He done that for his 90th birthday, and I think if that wee man can do it, I can do it. So yeah, that's one of the things that I want to do, and I want to do boys to do it, but I don't know if my youngest will do it. But we can see, we can try, and if he doesn't want to do it, he won't be forced to do it. I think my oldest will do it maybe, but I definitely would do it. Even if they just come and watch, they can laugh at me when my legs are like jelly and I'm like shaking when I come off it with the adrenaline. But yeah, there's loads. Listen, the world is your oyster, as they say, and it's not just about travelling the world, it's about doing different things that you wouldn't do in everyday life. Doing things that you can talk about forever. Try keep them legal, please. Don't want to encourage any illegal activities. So yes, so anybody going on holiday? I've got nothing planned. Not yet anyway. I don't know what we're going to do. I need to, my youngest is starting college this year, so we need to get him all prepped for that. So I think we're going out either next week or the week after to get everything in. Then he's got his induction day at the middle, and then I think about a week or 2 weeks later he starts college. Now we still don't know what college he's going to get, but we'll find that out in 2 weeks. It all just depends on his results from his exams that he sat in May. So yeah, we will see. Just need to hope and pray. Listen, everything, what's meant to be will be, and everything happens for a reason. That's the way I look at life. So yes, but if you're going on holiday, like, do all these different things, obviously, if you can afford it, because it's very expensive to go on holiday. But try and enjoy it. Try and soak up some of the culture or whatever else. There is parts of the world that I want to see, but there's also parts of the UK that I still want to see that I've never seen before. So I don't know what we're going to do. We just need to kind of see finances, and plus I'm waiting for a few hospital appointments coming through, so that kind of determines what we're doing as well. I've also got a new kind of side hustle, if you want to put it like that, and it's on TikTok, and it's the TikTok shot where you've got your showcase. So I've now got that on this page and my personal page, so I'm kind of trying to keep up with that, because once my son goes to college, depending what college he goes to, I might be limited how much work I can do certain days of the week. It's very hard for him. Again, transitioning is different for everybody. But he struggles with anything new or whatever else, and all these different things. So college is going to be a struggle. So it's highly likely I'm going to have to sit in a car park or sit in a coffee shop near the college, at least for the first month, if not for the full year. Which again is absolutely fine, because that's what I've always done. But it just means that my work will be limited those days, and it doesn't mean I can't work, it just means that it'll be calls and Zoom calls those days, and any in-person appointments will be days out with. Which, yeah, we just need to wait for timetables and find out what colleges we're at and everything else. And I'm sure everything will go swimmingly. But I don't know what I want to do. I don't know where I want to go first. Maybe I could just do one of the... Have you seen... Now, I've heard mixed reviews, right? So, have you seen the holidays? It's like a surprise holiday thing. And you pay something like £99 and then do they phone you up like a day or two before you go and tell you where you're going. Now, I have heard people saying that they live in like Glasgow and they've ended up with somewhere in Edinburgh. That actually wouldn't bother me. Because I used to go to Edinburgh every week, but I don't really want to go to Edinburgh because I already have memories in Edinburgh that kind of need to stay there. Not bad memories, they're mainly good. But I wouldn't mind having somewhere in the UK. But my thing would be, I'd be scared in case I ended up in, like, prison. I don't mean the holidays in prison, but something just goes really wrong and I end up in prison. In, like, the worst country, you end up in prison. Where would be your worst country? I don't know. I don't want to offend anybody by saying a country, so I won't say anything. But could you imagine? You rock up to your Airbnb and it's like a crack den. Or it's not actually an Airbnb and somebody thinks you're breaking into their house. So they phone the police. And the next thing you know, you've been huckled away in handcuffs. I mean, some people like that kind of thing, but not me. Not today. Not today, police officer. I swear to God it wasn't me. For a change, I'm innocent. Innocent till proven guilty, Your Honour. Knowing my luck, they'd be like, you paid to come here, so essentially it's your fault. 25 years to life. At least I'd be skinny after it, because I don't think I'd eat any of the meals that people say you get in prison. But I still don't want it. I mean, even if it makes me skinny again, no thank you. Thank you kindly. But yeah, so only a few weeks until I add in manual lymphatic drainage, which I'm quite excited about. Actually, I was talking to somebody yesterday who's like, oh, you need to come do it. And I'm like, yeah, well, let me make sure my car's safe first. I don't want to blow up on my way to you. And she's just had a wee baby about 2 months ago, I think it was. And she's trying to eat the phone while I'm talking to her. She's so cute. So yes, manual lymphatic drainage is coming in August. It should be towards the end of the first week in August, round about then, I think I'm adding it in. So that means that we'll have counselling, life coaching, business coaching, wellness coaching, wellness and business coaching, hoppy ear candling, hot stone massage, cupping massage therapy, Indian head massage therapy, and manual lymphatic drainage. I keep thinking I've missed one out, but I don't think I have. I think it's just because I've got that many other courses that I've got sitting there that I'm booked onto, that I actually think there's more to tell you than what there actually is. But I'm going to leave it at that for this week because I'm a bit fatigued this week. I mean, I say a bit, very. Yesterday I didn't sleep as much, but slept quite a bit yesterday. The day before, I went to a funeral. I was home for like 10:30, 10:40. I was sleeping for 11 a.m. by the way. And I think I woke up to make my son lunch. He said it took him ages to wake me up. I think it took him about 2 hours to wake me up. And then made his lunch. Fell back, straight back asleep again. Woke up to make his dinner. And then fell straight back asleep again. So I'm very fatigued this week, so I've just got to be careful how much I'm doing because it can snowball, and normally it'll only last like a week to 2 weeks, so I'm hoping come next week I'll be okay. But it's just that if you don't have work booked in and you sit down and you just kind of, you feel your eyes rolling. If I'm up and about, I'm not, like, I can feel tired and I know I need to stop, but sometimes it's the pushing yourself through, you need to keep doing, don't you? So I never did anything booked in the Monday because of the funeral. I didn't know how long I was going to be out for. So yeah, I'm trying to just push through this week and then I should be fine next week, but I'm absolutely sweating and everybody's unwell just now. They've all got stomach bugs or throat bugs or chest infections or ear infections. So you're hearing just now. So I'm just hoping I'm not coming down wetting because that's the last thing I need. We've got him. Oh, also, actually, if you haven't seen the video I put on the therapy page, if anybody does live in Glasgow or surrounding areas, so Glasgow, South Lanarkshire, North Lanarkshire, East Dumbartonshire, Perth, Stirling. Perth is probably the furthest that I'll go. Ayrshire. Although if it's multiple people, I would consider going further than Perth, but it'll just depend. I have a 50% discount on just now for any of the holistic therapies. So that's your manual lymphatic drainage, your Hopi ear candling, Indian head massage, cupping massage therapy and hot stone massage. But the reason for the 50% is I am looking to video the content. Everything will need to be signed to say that you agree and whatever else. Obviously no private parts or whatever will be in the video. And it's to upload the treatments to my YouTube for people that don't know anything about that sort of treatment and how it operates and whatever else. So if anybody would be willing to have their treatment filmed, then you will receive 50% off. And like I said, it's all going to be done where terms and conditions are signed and you agree. Whatever else, and if there's any part of your body apart from your private parts, because obviously they're not going to be in it, but if there's any other parts you don't want in the video, then you can tell me and we'll write that down so that they're not in it either. But yeah, I think that's all. Counselling and coaching sessions are still available for everybody. I may have something else coming, group for preteens. And younger children, potentially teens as well, but I'm not sure. I just need to find a place. And yeah, there's not really much else to say this week. I think we'll just leave it at that. But if anybody does want to ask any questions, come on as a guest, book in for anything. If you want to advertise on the podcast or if you would like to sponsor the podcast, again, just you can email in rebookyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com, or if you want to get in touch with me about any therapies, you can either email there or you can jump onto the website, which is therebootsanctuary.com, and fill out the contact me forum and I'll get back to you ASAP. We do try and get in touch with you within 24 hours, as long as it's not too busy. But yes, I will go for now. I hope whatever you're doing, whether it be staying at home, going on holiday, working, having nights out, whatever it may be, barbecues, enjoy, stay safe, and I will speak to you all soon. Bye bye.